BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, here with former Atlanta Hawk, Shelvin Mack, here with me. Shelvin Mack, what's good, my brother? How's life treating you over there?
Man, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Kind of enjoyed the retirement life. You know, got some opportunities and doing some things with CBS. Also working in the NBA, so you know, I'm enjoying myself.
Now, how is it being a broadcaster now? I know on the radio side, I don't have to worry about makeup and all that stuff, but how is it putting all that makeup and having that cold studio, something too hot studio? How has that been for you, man?
It's been definitely a transition. It's a lot more work that goes into it than most people don't understand, like getting makeup, doing studying and being prepared for something. And also, you only have like 20 seconds to get your point across. You know, a lot of times people think you can just argue and say what you want to say for 2 minutes. You got 20 seconds. Better get to it and get it out fast, pause, and keep it moving.
No doubt, man. But you're doing good work over on CBS. I'll be seeing your brother. How you doing good work, you know? I still say, yeah. I didn't ever think you would be in this role, but you know, I'm happy for you, my brother.
I appreciate it. I get to see the other side. See where you're coming in from.
Yeah, man. Hey, look here. My thing's always just keep it real, be straight about it. You know, some dudes have narratives out here, but you know, as long as you keep shooting straight, you're good. That's what kept me in this business almost 15 years, just shooting straight.
Nah, for sure. And, you know, always trying to, you know, me being a former athlete, I always try to big up the athletes. You know, can be harsh and critical, but don't try to kill them. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, for you, man, grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. So, were you a big Blue fan as a kid? And did you ever want to go there, being from there?
Yes, I was a big UK fan growing up. With Tubby Smith, Rick Pitino, that's winning the national championship. The time it was for me to go to college, they had Billy Gillespie. I don't know if you know who Billy Gillespie is.
Yeah, I do.
All right, yeah. So I wasn't really feeling rocking with him. So I decided to go somewhere else. And also, you know, Kentucky started recruiting me late. So it wasn't like I was their first choice being 10 miles from campus. I was like their backup choice. So I wasn't really feeling that, rocking that. So, you know, went to Butler. Me and Coach Stevens kicked it out right. We did some great things up there.
Yeah, that was your Horizon League days, right?
Yeah, Horizon League, going to Youngstown, Ohio, Cleveland State, Rice State, Wisconsin, Milwaukee. You know, it was a grind right there.
IUPUI as well? Or no?
They wasn't a Horizon League at that time. I think they are, but they wasn't at that time.
Gotcha. Yeah, them some cold bus trips, man.
Definitely bus trips. People think you flying and stuff. Nah, hopping on this bus and get the rolling.
And get the per diem too. Like, I know mine was $10. Tennessee State was $10. You probably got more than me, but $10 per diem.
I actually don't think we got per diem after I look back on it, because they fed us every meal. So I'm not sure. That's a good. I gotta ask some questions about that.
Yeah,
nothing like the NBA per diem. I tell you that,
bro. That's good money right there.
Nah, for sure.
Hey, that is great money, actually. Like, hey, our county is, hey, I ain't gonna report this money. It's just what it is. It's what it is. But yeah, man, that's what's up, though, bro. Like, now, let me ask you this, though, about playing in Upper Butler, man. How cool was it playing in that field house, man? It's very historic. You know, a lot of people come to Butler, love the field. At a certain time of day, the sun hits the court. So, how cool was that to play up there in that environment, man?
That was great. Saturdays, we always played at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got the chance to see the sunlight coming in. Other than that, all I remember is summertime. It's so old, it's no heat, no AC. So in the summertime, that thing's there's a sweat box. And then we practice in the morning, in the winter, at 6:15 in the morning. So you can imagine how cold it is. You know, you over wiping your hand, doing this after every play. But, you know, when everyone's in there, that thing's rocking. They kind of got some upgrades, getting a Jumbotron and stuff in there. We got new rims and backboards. You know, we had the metal one, outside. It ain't giving any give, so... Just a different environment playing, but no, I love it. You got to pay attention at all times because you're not going to see a replay, and you know, our fans are just great.
No doubt, no doubt. So let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks here, man. You know, you played here, 13, 16, played here, man. You know Coach Quinn's assistant here on staff, thanks to Coach Utah Jazz traded for you. So we got Quinn's hires today, press conference 2 o'clock today. I'll be there for that. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from Coach Quinn and how he was with you, brother.
It's a great dude. Now you're gonna expect a guy gonna come in, put his hard hat on, work extremely hard every day, you know, hold everyone accountable, and you know, get the job done. His biggest thing is winning, and he does a great job of getting everyone on the team to buy in. You know, in Utah, he did that. You know, traded for me, gave me a great opportunity to play, and I can see him day in and day out just laying his foundation. And you know, also being a former coach here, he understands what the city needs and what the city wants. And I'm looking forward to him to get things on the right path. You know, it's a great opportunity for him coming in a situation where the team is already good and not have to build it up. It's just, you know, iron some little kinks out and some stuff should be able to, you know, get rolling.
No doubt. Unfortunately, scheme-wise, I think he does a good job with pick and rolls as well. I know originally he was ball movement at first, but we got D. Mitch. He went to Wolverine. Pick and roll kind of sets, and defensively, usually 1-4 drop coverages with the center. I think Capella could do that for Quinn. So, do you think he'll change his scheme up a little bit for the Hawks, or think he does basically what matchup with this team is at the moment?
I think he kind of will see what the players can do. That's the one thing about being a great coach. He doesn't have it. Like, he has his scheme, but he also is going to, you know, cater to the players. He's not going to just do it like, you got to do it my way. It is what it is. Like, they're not that good. He's going to kind of switch it up. But he kind of got the similar stuff. You know, you got Capella, Rudy Gobert, and you know, Trey and Donovan Mitchell. So you can kind of see a lot of similar things. And then, you know, at the time, you had Joe Ingles. Then you got Bogey. So kind of worked together. So made to see how he's able to get some stuff done and run his sets. You know, he's really great at being very creative and plays out of timeout. So that should be one thing you should look forward to seeing. A lot of great sets out of timeouts. You know, watching the other teams, seeing what they're doing for a few possessions, then coming out, you know, being able to get an easy bucket.
And you played for Brad Stevens, who's great there as well. Brad always used to come have them great ATOs with Boston. So, you know, I think you've seen a lot of them ATOs that these guys draw up, man. That's truly a skill to be able to draw up a great ATO, in my opinion.
Nah, it is a skill because basically, you know, you'll come out, you'll see what the defense is doing. You'll call a play to see what the defense is doing, and call another play, see what it is, and like, all right, I got this. I'm going to keep this in my back pocket. So when it's, you know, fourth quarter, the under six media timeout, you need a bucket. You got that in your back pocket. But is this all the prep work of understanding what they was doing in the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter? And a lot of coaches and guys can't remember all of that in the same thing in the same game and be able to come up with a play right away.
No doubt. No doubt. That definitely, definitely, definitely matters. And, you know, I'm seeing more and more. I watched the Sixer game with the Celtics and with Tatum and Ray coming in the backcourt. I saw the play last with Denver and the Clippers. What are your thoughts on this new thing of throwing the ball in the backcourt, giving them a running start, and how would you defend that going forward? I think I would just kind of let them run to a degree and stop them at 28-foot mark, just contest hard there. But I wouldn't be back to try to chase them with and give them a running start and maybe get me off dribble initially. But
yeah, what it's,
on that play.
That's where like the coaching stuff comes in matter. It's saying they deny him the ball the whole time. So there's two things with that. When you deny him the ball, he's out to play. Now you're playing 4-on-4 in the half court. So he can so it's two things. Like he could just stay out the way and let him play 4-on-4. It's more room to operate, especially you still have great players in Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. It doesn't always have to be Tatum shooting the shot. So you letting these guys play basically 4-on-4 in an NBA size half court. It's going to be very difficult to stop somebody getting to where they going. But on defensive end, no, I wouldn't chase them all the way back there if they's on the other free throw line. No, just try to stay close. They can't get a full running start, but I wouldn't be a la denying.
Yeah.
And, you know, like anything, just keep them in front, contest. You know, the greatest players in the world, they're going to make them shots, and sometimes they're not. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, back is it's a make or miss lead. It really is. I know it sounds trite, but it's really true.
Yeah.
It comes down to making a miss shot. Let's be real about it.
No, you know, you be in practice, people just practice shooting over this every day. Like, I can shoot over, I shot thousands of shots with this a hand in my face like it. So it really doesn't bother me or bother other people as much as people think. It's just what he said, they make it or miss it.
No doubt. Like you said, man, and the game is just getting more squared out. You know, I love the game the way it is. Now, my father's a coach. You know, he's 83 years old. He hates this game. It's old school.
Yeah, old school. He would have definitely hate watching the game last night with Damian Lillard dropping 71.
He did.
Yeah, but it's just, he made tough shots. It's not like, it wasn't as easy as people think it is. Like making 13 threes, half of them far away from the three-point line. It's just people are just so good and talented and work on their craft every day that it looks easy.
No doubt. And Dame has to carry the load for this team. I mean, like, he is their team, you know. So yeah, this guy, I mean, he's working hard, coming off screens, dribbling the ball. Said, I mean, come on. I tell him all the time, Dad, these guys are very skilled, talented. He's like, but it's not pure basketball, it's just jack up threes. Nah, it's more to it. Guys are better at shoot farther there. It's not just this is basketball there. Every guy 7 foot tall shoot threes now. So it's what this game. And my father, though, he's an old school Mac. He got his legal pad out, drawing plays upstairs, bro. Like, seriously.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Like no one's going out there, like, I'm going to let this dude score 71 points on me. Like, people are actually trying. Is this the time that people put in the game and they perfecting their craft? Is this great to see and watch? So I guess he loves watching, like, college basketball, like, hard-nosed defense.
Yes, he loves those Missouri Valley Conference games where they'd be, like, really low-scoring. He loves that. Nah, I can't. I'm like, nah.
He would love watching us play at Butler. Then that's all it was, and we just wasn't that skilled and talented enough to score points. We didn't want to play that way, but it just is what it is.
No doubt, and in college ball, you kind of have to, like, you kind of do that, because, you know, in the NBA you can't really do that, all that stuff. But, you know, college, you can milk the clock a little bit, getting late sets, play some zone, real zone, not having to be out of lane 3 seconds. The NBA is just really load up somebody. So, and the guys aren't, you don't got five guys on the court who are at skill, who can, four of them can fire break you down if it gets tough. It's just like, live with the shot, you know, and deal with it, you know. But yeah, he definitely loves these low scoring, knocked out. That's my games, man. I can't deal with it.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And like, you know, I said, Pops, you have to, you know, he loved the gritty grind Grizzlies, though. He loved them. They had two bigs. Yeah. He loved all that. I'm like,
Z-Bo and Mark.
Yeah, Mark Gasol. Yeah, he loved Lionel Hollins. He's like, he loved that lineup because it warmed his heart and soul. Seeing all that stuff, man. Like, man, Big J loved that kind of stuff. And I'm like, nah, Pops, I can't rock with that.
Yeah.
I like Mike D'Antoni's open system better. I like that.
I like that. But, so, you know, it's a balance. You still got to be able to, you know, at the end of the game, it just comes down to someone being able to get a bucket. The teams who win it usually have a guy who can do that more than the other team. You know, everyone's super talented, can score. Like, you know, with Brooklyn, Cam Thomas can get 50, 40 off the bench. It's just having an opportunity. Seeing Anthony Edwards, same thing. It just, you just need a guy like that, and it's, and know, other things saying if coaches drawing a lot of plays up all the time means you ain't good yourself in the NBA. Like you gotta go do it.
Exactly. And also this back, like elite in the NBA, 3-point lead in the first half is nothing because of the 3-point shot. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, yeah. The Hawks had the Nets down by 18 points.
Yeah.
They came back to the lead because of the 3-point shot.
And being able to shoot it at a high level.
No doubt. And, you know, having that pressure of shooters on the court, you have to think about, do I help off this guy? Who do you help off of if you're going to help at all? Who do you have, show, have? You know, decisions are very tough to make, especially in a playoff setting, even now, right now. Like, you got 4 shoes out there, 5 shoes out there. What you going to do? Take your pick. How do I want to get beat today and live with it? So I love it, man. I really do love it, man. So for you, let me ask you, playing over Europe, man. How was that? How did that experience over there, bro?
So it was great. I lived in some good cities. So I lived in Milan. I lived in Jerusalem and also Athens. And I was able to take my family with me. Had friends come over all the time. But the tough part is basketball. It's exactly what you're talking about, like playing college basketball game. It's real slow, want to control every single set. It's not a lot of free movement and being able to make reads. They're not really big at running the pick and roll or running the same play over and over. If it works, they want to kind of switch it up, show the X's and O's that they've been working on all day in the office and try to have it on the court. So playing is a little different. You know, I always had to argue with those guys. It's like, it's so much harder to score over here. I'm like, no, like we just playing super slow. It's like basketball is basketball. It's the same reads, whether they're going to help or not. It is what it is. Like shoot the floater or not, but different basketball game. Like everyone who has a jersey gets in the game at some point. So it was just tough for me sometimes to kind of get a rhythm, like period. 12 dudes is playing every single game. Wow. And it's a 40-minute game.
So what's your average, like 10, 15, 20 minutes a game maybe?
Everybody on team between like 12 and like 24 minutes.
Wow. So
yeah.
So if somebody has it rolling, it don't matter.
Pretty much. If they get it rolling, they might get an extra minute or two, but it's not like you just – on the really good teams, they best players play like 30, 32 minutes a game. They really big on trying to load management. They believe that the game is extremely harder over there. Like, people are playing harder than people playing the NBA. So I had to argue with these guys all the time. Like, dudes, in the NBA, I'm playing hard. It's just when you're so good at it, it looks like you're not working, like with anything. Like, you do your job, you're working hard at it, but you're a pro at it. You've been doing it for 15 years. It looks easy.
No doubt. No doubt. I can see that, man. I don't watch so much European basketball. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me. You know, I don't like this mess. But, you know, been over there. I was like, let me ask this man about it. I figure it's kind of different over there. And I know. Now, how was the language barrier for you?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad at all. Like most of my teammates, spoke English. The cities I was in, everyone kind of spoke English to kind of understand what was going on, and it wasn't as tough as people think it is.
I feel that
where I was at, like being in Milan. Milan's a big city. Majority of people speak English, so I'm able to communicate with those guys. And also had an app in case I didn't. I had a translator app in case I didn't. Get my point across, or I need to go to the store, ask for some lotion or something. So that was it's pretty easy.
No doubt, man. Hey, that's what's up. Dude. That's definitely what's up for sure. Now, I'm older than you by a few years, but so ain't that much. Now, do you feel like you still play if you wanted to?
Yeah, I still play every once in a while. A lot of us still play. A lot of, like, former Hawks are still here. That was all teammates. So we go to Paul Millsap, got a gym. He's still here in Atlanta, core four. So, throughout this year, so it's me, Paul, like Rodney Hood, Lou Will, Derek Favors. Jay was playing, we're working out a little bit, Jay Crowder before he got traded. So there's still some high-level runs, so. We still get out there. I don't know if I got a back-to-back in me, but I still got to get out there and play all the time.
I hear that, man. I know, but now you're a family man. You're doing the media, but I'll just say, I think your brother might just say, because I know I'm 36, so ain't gonna tell your age, but no little older you are. But it's like,
I'm 32. I can still move around a little bit, and I wanna, you know, stay active. You know, once you stop, it's hard to get that thing back moving again. And I've seen some other players, you know, just blow up, and it's just a wrap. So you gotta stay active.
No doubt, like, I still go out and catch passes, bro.
Yeah.
I still run routes to this day, you know, just because. Man, I really wish that the NFL was into a slot guy, 5'11", back when I came out of school. I just missed that by a few years before the Wes Welker, Amendola type of dudes came in, and they're like, oh, a slot dude is 5'11 and can run. You know, I missed that by a few years.
But they got the XFL just came back, so you got a chance, baby.
I make more do what I do now. I make more do what I do. That'll be a pay cut for me.
I feel you.
I got to be able to go travel, bro. I can't go out to travel, man. So I got to be able to travel with my money. I can't take the NFL paycheck and not travel, bro. I can't do it. Cannot do it, man. So, is Mark Brandt coming, brother? Are you going to be doing any tournament games, studio work with Mark, just coming up here real soon?
So, March Madness is coming up about 12 days from Selection Sunday. Now, I'll be in New York, you know, in the studio, just recapping all the games. I'm looking forward to that. That's the best time you get some really good basketball. Everyone's putting their best foot forward. Everyone's trying to make the lead in two games. So, that's going to be good to watch and see. I got Kansas, Alabama. I don't know about Houston all the way. Houston and Marquette could be my other two of making the Final Four. But I know I'm looking forward to seeing Kansas is really tough if people want to watch a college team that plays the right way. Pretty much all the Big 12 teams, they get up and down, but they play defense. I think your dad would really like watching that. And then, you know, in SEC country, Alabama's super tough right now with Brandon Miller, the way he's playing. So, and to see him in that kind of environment, you know, dealing with the situation he's doing. You know, last time he had 41, see if he can continue to rise to the occasion.
Now, I'm cheering for a personal friend of mine at Texas, Roddy, my man, Coach Terry, Roddy Terry. So, I'm cheering for him. Because I think he should get that job. They didn't want to give it to somebody else. But the deeper he goes, he may get that job. And Roddy's been good to me over the years, man. So, I hope Coach Terry keeps on winning with the Longhorns and get that job done.
Now he's doing a great job, and also know they got one of the best recruiting classes coming in too. So he can keep all that together. I think he deserves it. Dealing with that situation and getting those wins and the Big 12 is tough.
No doubt, my man Jerome Tang too down there.
Yeah, at Kansas State. You know, they all getting it done. You know, spreading the floor, letting their guards go to work, and a lot of NBA sets.
No doubt. He asked me to come to Manhattan. I said, Coach Tang, what's to do there, bro? That's what I'm saying. They should come broadcast live from one of our games. I said, what's to do in Manhattan, brother? He's like, I'll find something for you to do while you're here. That's what he told me.
You see, after the game, he run in the student section and all of that. He got to have some fun, man. Got to live it up a little bit.
He got that microphone. I love it. I feel like a WWE promo. He got that microphone. Like, I loved it. Yes, Coach Tang energy is one of a kind, man. One of a kind. You know, I see the day that Pat Kelsey signed an extension with Charleston, so he'll be there for a while. They're doing things at CAA, so if they lose, they probably could be at large if they lose, in my opinion.
College of Charleston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should still get in. Their track record, what they've been doing out the season, is pretty good. They said the coach has got a nice little 5-year extension. They're keeping him around. They ain't let him go to the big dog. So I think they should, you know, be in a good position next Sunday.
No doubt. And also, shout out to, now this is going to be hard for me, bro, being HBCU grad, but my guy, Blakeney and Howard, my guy, Rob Jones, Norfolk State, and my other boy, Crafton, they're all my dudes, you and me. So it's going to be a tough tournament in Norfolk, man. I can't lose. I love my guys, man. I can't lose on that one. And out of the MEAC there, man. So, shout out to them. Shout out to my school, TSU, overseas tournament. Let's hope we get that win. Do the big dance again. First time since 94.
94. Robert Covington didn't get y'all to the tournament?
Nah, I lost in Austin Peay on a buzzer beater in the tournament final.
Got you.
On a dead court, we played on a dead court with no bounce.
Everybody got an excuse, man. When
I'm gonna be real with you, court. Hey,
that's the first time I heard that. I heard the dead court. Oh man.
Yeah, the court was dead, bro. No bounce at court, man. You saw where we played the tournament at in Nashville? Terrible. This auditorium was horrible. Okay. Now it's a museum now.
That's how bad the court is, man.
Yes, it's now the music Nashville Musician Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's how bad the court is. It was a dead court, seriously. Everybody hated that court in Nashville. But yeah, bro. But it's all good, though. Well, brother, we get you on the show, my guy. We'll do this again real soon, man. As just background says, ain't positive. I'll do that with our Hawks here, man. I'll be positive as I can, brother.
Okay. Better days ahead, my guy, man. Appreciate you having me. We can definitely probably do it again in 2 weeks. You know, once Selection Sunday come out, then we can see what your picks looking like, what you think is gonna happen, and we can go, and I can help you out with your bracket, baby.
Let's do it, brother. We book it. Book it. All right, folks, sure back on the Boss Man Show. Check him out. On CBS Sports Network. See if he's doing his thing. March Madness, right around the corner. We out.
Peace.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.